following podcast is brought to you by KQED.org, and it does contain explicit language.
You're listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm Olivia LaRoche.
And I'm Dawson Ludwig.
And this episode is airing probably around April 15th, so that means one thing to all of Americans: tax season.
Fun.
So we thought we'd come up with a playlist to help you get through filing your taxes, or help you get through owing money, or the very small refund that you got.
Some people get good refunds.
That's true, but they don't need to listen to this episode, though.
That's true. Turn it off.
So to get us started is a little fantasy song. Sometimes I think about this. What would happen if I stopped paying my taxes?
Yeah. What would happen if we all stopped paying our taxes? That is what Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are asking on this track, which is off of their 2011 album, Soul Time. This is What If We All Stopped Paying Taxes.
To you, let Mr. Politician know how you feel. Let him know that you're not gonna take no more. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying for corruption and injustice. It's up to you.
Stop paying taxes. Stop paying.
That was Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with What If We All Stopped Paying Taxes. And now we have a song from Deep Valley about earning. It's called Gonna Make My Own Money. That was Deep Valley with Gonna Make My Own Money.
So up next, we're going to dig into the genre that actually is the most prevalent when you Google tax in music, blues. This is a song so specific to taxes that we had to play it. This is by the legendary Robert Cray, and the song is called 1040 Blues.
Worry, you betcha. Discouraged, I don't know. Every time I see a 1040, out of my pocket it goes. Oh, I hate taxes. I work hard for my money. You take it all away. Don't you know I work hard for my money every day, people? You take it all away from me. You know I pay a lot more than my share. I hate taxes. Thank you.
love America too much. Especially California.
That was Robert Cray with 1040 Blues, a fitting genre and a fitting song for how one feels when they do their taxes. And speaking of the blues around tax season, thanks to the internet, we've compiled a lovely list of artists who have had and are currently having blues around all of the taxes and back taxes they owe.
Yeah, I think the most, probably the most famous case is Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Who, poor Lauryn Hill, had quite a few.
Not so much poor Lauryn Hill, just... Yeah. Just
delinquent.
Delinquent Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. Yeah. She was incarcerated for I don't know how much money she owed in back taxes.
Like $1.8 million, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
But anyway, after she got out, after she was released, she put out this single, which is fittingly called Consumerism, and clearly is colored by her experience with the government and our penal system.
Yeah, consumerism run through them like a tumor in them. Ageism, sexism, racism, chauvinism. Capitalism running through them like the rumor business. Separatism, skepticism, modernism, atheism. Television running through them like an organism. Mechanism, despotism, poison in the ecosystem. Satanism running through them like a politician. Hedonism, hypocrisy, nihilism, narcissism. Egotism running through them needing exorcism. Situation, heathenism, adversary, demonism. To fix forms of religious spontaneity is a bad decision. Cataclysm, Darwinism, barbarism, formalism. European fetishism, terrorism, running through them on their televisions. Introversion, extra prison, tolerance for bad decisions. Exploited, be the savior, the corrected system. Paranoia, skepticism, schizophrenic masochism. Escapism, running through them, need a sedative. Medication, complication, devastation, negative. I said devastation, negative. Modernism has created modern prisons. Neo-McCarthyisms, new colonialisms. Pessimism, mysticism, hoodooism, hypnotism, egoism, regalism, humanism, legalism. Mysticism makes decisions from a pure prism. Magnetism, pragmatism, altruism, pacifism. Idealism, actualism, rehabilitationism, ostracism. Skepticism, small fishbowl for recognition, oppressive, oppressed conditions, sex addiction, next suspicion, vex conflict, and secularism. See, people need to villainize to offset this thing for their lives. Ugly human, ugly shame, corporate greed in Jesus' name. Anarchism, self-delusions, visibly with no solutions, impositions, superstitions, violence, and contradictions, false conditions, and no conviction, compromise, commercialism. I said compromise, commercialism, work and vision, work for wisdom, full electromagnetism, who comes first, first position, rasp and missing, you've been listening, watching, imperspective system, behaviorism, false religion, plagiarism, broken system, you've been listening, love again. Inhibition, prohibition, disconnection, broken wisdom, broken system, can't hold wisdom, this time needs an exorcism. Egotism, 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 egotism. Alcoholism, fascism, rationalism, national tension, journalism, gorgostopoism, paparazzoism, as the world turns into some less trust, eroticism, social drugs, narcotics, and occult existence, superstition, ritual, materialism, serialisms, habitual inferior vision, consumerism. Consumerism's running through them like a tumor in them. Separatism, skepticism, desperation, nepotism. Capitalism running through the Montezuma in them. Ageism, sexism, racism, fascism. Television running through them like an organism. Hedonism, egoism, systematic narcissism. To empty religious spontaneity is anarchism. Social Darwinism, barbarism, modern paganism. Major schism, division, ethnoplagiarism. Selfish business decision, greedy reductionism. Obstruction of true justice, occupation, victimization. Brainwashing, mind control, synthetic stimulation in them. Time control, mutilating the soul for business decision. Helping people cope, selling dope from a new trope. Synthetic hope, life spent walking on a tightrope. Infantile masturbation, juvenile no education, mental castration, a generation forced to labor for a nation. Locked the means of production down, 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 They need the medication now. Corporate seduction in a state of mass combustion. Greed and lust of dangerous repercussions to escape the rupture. They speak of rapture while still going after the things that spiritually capture faster and faster and faster. Terrorism running through them on their television. Introversion, indecision, reactionism, hypocrisy, phony nationalism, dishpan, Africanism, material hypnotism, monopoly, militarism, deviisms, sadomasochisms, intellectual fetishism, sold on computers and televisions, exploitatively to save the corrective system. Paranoia, skepticism, schizophrenic mechanisms. Escapism running through them need a sedative. Medication, complication, situation, negative. Modernism has created modern prisons. Neo-McCarthyisms, new colonialisms. Pessimism, atheism, hoodooism, hypnotism, egoism, realism, humanism, legalism. Oshies, new skepticism, small fish, ball for recognition, oppressive, but oppressed position, sex, addiction, vex, conflict, and anarchism, self-delusions, victims leave with no solution. Imprecision, superstitions, brutalisms, and contradictions, false pretenses, no conviction, compromise, commercialism. Commercialism, recognition, any decisions from a pure prism, magnetism, pragmatism, altruism, actionism, activism, pacifism, rehabilitationism, no false sensationalism, assimilation, corporate cannibalism, psychological limitations, and no imitation, competition, gross consumption, parasitism, negative simulation in them, consumerism.
That was Lauryn Hill with the song Consumerism, and we're going to move on to another artist who experienced some tax troubles, Mr. Willie Nelson.
Yeah, you think $1.8 million is bad. Try $32
million. That's staggering.
And this was back in 1992, yeah. So just adjust for inflation. He somehow managed to talk down his back taxes to $16.7 million, which is very impressive. And funnily enough, like I think $4 million or $3.6 million from the tax money that he owed was raised from the 1992 album, The IRS Tapes, Who Will Buy My Memories.
I love that. It's right? Very resourceful. It's almost like a Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Except
make
an album.
Make it work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a cut from that album, and the song is called Who Will Buy My Memories.
A past that sprinkled with the blue, a few old dreams that I can't use. Who'll buy my memory of things that used to be? There were the smiles before the tears, and with the smiles some better years. Who'll buy my memory of things that used to be? When I remember how things were, my memories all leave to her. I'd like to start my life anew, but memories just make me blue. A cottage small, just built for two. A garden wall with violets blue. Who'll buy my memories of things that used to be? Memories all lead to her. like to start my life anew. But memories just make me blue. A cottage small, just built for two. A garden wall with violets blue. Oh, by my memories of things that used to be. Oh, by my memories of things that used to be.
That was Willie Nelson with Who Will Buy My Memories. And another tax evader we have, this is more recent, is Lil Wayne. This year he owes $12 million in back taxes.
Sorry, Wayne.
We're going to transition from owing money to taking money that you haven't earned. Here's Patti Smith with Free Money.
Every night before I go to sleep, find a ticket, win a lottery, scoop the pearls up from the sea, cash them in and buy you all the things you need. Every night before I rest my head, see those dollar bills go swirling at my bed. They're stolen, but I don't feel bad. I take that money, buy you things you never had. Oh, baby, it would mean so much to me. Oh, baby, jet plane, babe. Get you on a higher plane to a jet stream and take you through the stratosphere and check out the planet and then take you down deep where it's hot, hot in Arabia, baby. Then cool, cold, you feel the snow and we'll roll, drain, roll, drain, roll, roll, drain, drain. When we're dreaming, when we're dreaming, when we're dreaming.
That was Free Money by Patti Smith, and up next we have the incomparable Elvis Costello with the song Blame It on Kane, and the first line is really the cue into why this song fits in the episode, so enjoy.
Oh, Once upon a time I had a little money. Government burglars took it long before I could mail it to you. Still you are the only one that I can't let it slip away. So here's the man with the ticker tape to try to take it. This is what I'm gonna say. Blame it on Kane. It got low, we could always heat it up and trade it in. Then the radio to heaven will be wide to your purse. And you can run down a wave band, post to post, hand in hand. That no worse, curse for curse. Don't be dissatisfied. So you're not satisfied. Blame it on Kane. Down, I think I'm going insane from talking to myself for so long. Oh, but I never been accused. But when I step upon your face, and with that good look green, I gotta break out one weekend before I do somebody in. But every single time, I feel a little stronger. They tell me it's a crime. Well, how much longer?
That was Blame It on Kane by Elvis Costello. And up next, we have a more contemporary cut. This is Kendrick Lamar with the song Money Trees, which geniusly samples Beach House and geniusly references Halle Berry.
Me and my niggas tryna get it, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, bitch. Nick, tell me, is you with it, ya bitch?
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
Was persuasive. Was persuasive.
From 9 to 5, I know it's vacant, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Dreams,
yeah,
of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do. Like rappers.
Back when condom rappers wasn't cool.
They wasn't cool. They wasn't.
I fucked Shireen and went to tell my bros.
Tell my bros. Tell my
bros. Then Usher Raymond let it burn. Came on.
That burn came on. That burn came on.
Hot sauce all that night, I rhyming, ya bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Park,
yeah,
the car, then we start rhyming, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
The only, yeah, thing we had to free our mind.
Free our mind. Free
then
our
freeze
mind.
That verse when we see dollar signs.
See dollar signs. See dollar.
You looking like an easy come up, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
A,
yeah,
silver, bitch, spoon, I know you come from, yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
And that's,
yeah,
a lifestyle that we never knew.
We never knew. Never.
Go at a revenue for the revenue.
It go Halle Berry or hallelujah. Pick your poison, tell me what you doing. Everybody go respect the shooter, but the one in front of the gun lives forever.
The one in front of the gun forever.
And I've been hustling all day, this away, that away, through canals and alleyways, just to say money trees is the perfect place for shade, and that's just how I feel. Now, now, $8 might just fuck your main bitch. That's just how I feel. Now, $8 might. Say fuck them niggas that you game with. That's just how I feel. Nah, nah. $8 might just make that lane switch. That's just how I feel. Nah, $8 might turn to a million and we all rich. That's just how I feel.
Dreams of living life like rappers do.
Like rappers do. Like rappers.
Bump that.
That was Kendrick Lamar with Money Trees. And up next, we have a classic song for you from the Kinks. This song is about what you do when the government takes everything and all you're left with is the sun in the sky. So here is the Kinks with Sunny Afternoon to remind you that you are not alone in your tax dreams.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. My girlfriend's run up with my car and gone back to her mom's park, telling tales of drunkenness and cruelty. Now I'm sitting here sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why I ought to stay. Cause I love to live so pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime. Ah, save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying. So pleasantly, live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon. In the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
That was the Kinks with Sunny Afternoon, and that about does it for us, with the exception of one song. And we decided to play this song at the end to help you get through tax season, to help get you through going to work day after day and working 9 to 5. And you probably know what song it is, but I will say the thing about the song that makes it so great is that even though it's about the grind, it's about working and paying your dues, it still kind of makes you feel positive. It's still uplifting. Kind of uplifting.
Right. Anything Dolly touches is uplifting.
It's so true. It's almost empowering. It's like solidarity and
right.
Keep going even though the boss has it out for you. And
it's a wonderfully crafted song, and it's a great way to end it.
So here is Dolly Parton with 9 to 5, and keep on keeping on.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Service.
lost man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Looking out to the fire.
Thank you for listening to the Noise Pop Podcast. Remember to subscribe through iTunes, and the next episode will automatically be delivered to you after it's released. And while you're there, leave a comment to let us know what you think. You can stream us online at kqed.org/noisepop or stream us from your smartphone through the Stitcher iPhone and Android app. Contact the podcast by phone through our hotline 585-4NOISE5. That's 585-466-4735. You can also email us at podcast@noisepop.com.